What you might hear on the Dad Bodcast can be considered offensive. We have explicit content. You have been warned. Proceed with caution.
You're listening to the Dad Bodcast.
Let's get started.
Fuck those little kids.
Yeah. For most people that have an Apple phone, they just like, that's all they use it for is just making phone calls. And
I use it for everything.
Porn.
So they're like,
I used to sell like cell phones. I did Samsung, yeah, LG, and Apple. I did everything. I like Apple. I'll always like Apple.
That was 15 years ago.
Probably. Actually,
20.
16. But still, I think I was so, their I think tech guy.
Crazer,
so.
A Crazer, you know, is not one Android, thing bro. That
puts I had the blue, the black, the blueberry, the blackberry. Perspective like,
with me is
just not for me. I like Apple.
The, well, you know, I mean, the logistics, dude. Apple's gotten into a lot of trouble, man. Like, they have
Everybody
had
has.
A lot, not like Android, yeah. like lawsuits against like legitimate devaluing battery life. And,
yeah,
you know,
I know.
I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't happen everywhere, but it's been proven time and with Apple like this.
But with my Samsung, I had to change the battery. It had the whole fucking, yes, wish, it was a long time ago.
I do miss that.
Wish they had the removable
created
battery.
The memory. Like, wish, I just, I don't know. I'm just not a Samsung fan.
And to
I'm not an Android fan
an
at
SD
all.
Card
they've made, that's what both like Apple and Samsung have done though, is they have fixed battery, fixed memory. So you can't add memory.
Yeah.
Because Samsung,
for remember the old time, school, you could. You change it out the card.
Put an SD card in there. You could up your memory by whatever. Or just swap the battery out, dude. Which is fucking great, honestly. Like, they need to bring that back. But now.
It was, but it wasn't. Like, I had a lot of issues with the whole battery.
But I don't know, dude. Like, when I would, like, when I used to backpack, I would just take, like, a couple of extra batteries with me, dude, and, like, throw them in there.
Yeah, but I mean, there was the bonus, but there's, you know, I don't know. I just had all kinds of battery problems.
That's the number one reason why you upgrade your phone these days, because your battery starts fucking going toast, and so you're like, cool, I just got to get a new phone now.
Oh, not me. Well, mine is because,
at this point, I mean,
it's time. Once I'm available for an upgrade, I upgrade.
To, like, do anything more. I mean, they always promise the next year, it's like, oh, better pictures. That's what it is. All the commercials. Or look at these photos.
That sells me.
It can take
that sells me too, because that's what I do.
Dude, my new phone's a fucking 512.
Because there's
gig.
Really not a whole lot more that's they can do terabyte. Right now. But there's eventually going to be a jump.
You have terabyte?
Something will
my wife wouldn't let me go that
set
big.
Something apart.
They all have about the same processor speed. All that. It's the camera's the main thing.
I don't give a fuck.
And honestly, like anymore. With this, I don't want this big of a phone, but you have to get this big of a phone to get all those cameras.
Oh, see, I like the bigger
I
phone.
I like the smaller.
Well, let's
like,
count.
I can't text and drive, bro, like this. I got to reach my thumb all the way over here.
There's it's way dangerous. Too much. Dude.
It's dangerous, dude.
Do you do the swipe text?
It's reckless to try to reach.
I never got into that. So, obviously, again, I had the Android phones back when that was just starting.
It's dude. It's.
I was always
though.
Android.
I don't.
I
like
got
it.
Forced into Apple.
I also fucking hate autocorrect. I hate it.
I would say that the Apple autocorrect is better than the Samsungs, because sometimes the Samsungs, I'm like,
the news good.
I'm like trying to spell the, and it's like, it'll spell like some Wait, fucking word that doesn't even
you.
Exist.
It won't
like,
let you.
Word is
you
not even a word.
Fine. Exactly.
Oh shit. 3 tips later, I'll type it in.
What?
But for, yeah, dude, for this, I don't need this wide of a phone. I don't want to, I need to text and drive.
I don't
I
really
to,
mind
like,
the size.
Yeah, I just
I
like
notice it.
Can you just talk to it?
I'll
bro?
Never have the Apple iPad size phone, but I've got to have the.
I like playing.
Oh, yeah, I'm a pocket so. Friendly, so I'm
you
like
don't
the play,
you don't want to play with
iPhone.
Your cock on a smaller phone than that, bro.
I know. I'd appreciate the screen size for other aspects.
You know what I did find?
For taking, not for texting and driving.
I was cleaning up some old drawers in my garage, and I found an Apple. Original.
Damn, that looks
Apple
good.
iPhone 3.
3?
I have the original. The battery doesn't hold for shit, but I plug it in, I get power.
It's because it's like
it's
a like, fucking...
Holy fuck.
It's like a NiCad battery.
Yeah, it's got
something.
That whole rounded bag.
Or it's
yeah.
like it's like cast iron and... It's like
I was just shocked that I still had one. I'm like, where the fuck?
Cast iron and fucking silver battery? Like, what? You got to plug the diodes in?
Yeah. I actually had to go on old Amazon and bro. Order an old school charger just so I could plug it in so I can
oh,
see if
yeah,
there's anything
dude.
On it.
Because they're like 5 or 6 chargers beyond that. Yeah. Like, yeah, dude. I still have one, dude. You should ask me. I have a whole fucking tote. And
I've
Josh
got three
does
of
too.
Them. I've got three
of
them.
All the old chargers.
Oh, I thought I had one because
I
had the
I
old
have every
iPad.
Cable, ever made from 1985 and beyond. RCAs, fucking coax. I don't know why.
He's got an RCA to USB-C, bro.
That doesn't exist.
Yet, it's coming.
I bet you it does. It does.
I've never seen it. Oh, my God. I'm going
to You just have
it
to get a box. You can buy a box where plugs RCA this way and then goes out.
Well, of
out
course
to
you can do that. Yeah.
Coaxial.
But at that point, you're just plugging the USB in for power. You're not plugging it in for... No,
I've got coaxial, the HDMI too.
What are you plugging into? Like, that's the thing. Why would a cable exist? It wouldn't, because there's other... Like, there's no reason for the two.
Yeah, dude. USB-C does video and audio.
Yeah, if you're going from your laptop to the TV or a monitor. Yeah. I mean,
to a TV that was made 25 years ago.
It exists, bro. I'm telling
you. TVs have.
Look it up right now.
No, no. I bet
you that TV up there has
Is a box. There's an adapter that will transition.
Yeah.
I bet there is not a plug from Type-C the RCA. There's no fucking way.
No, I would say it's probably the box.
There's no way, man.
Right here on Amazon, a USB-C to RCA audio.
I hate Seriously? Amazon so much.
Is it just a cable?
Yeah, Jesus. There's a shitload of them, bro.
You know what? What else can we
recreate? Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Shitload of them. Fuck yeah.
What else can we create offhand?
Hell yeah.
Search on Amazon. And
okay, but let's try this. What's up, USB-C to coaxial.
What's up, doc?
Coaxial? Coaxial. To USB.
It probably says, what is coaxial?
Coaxial doesn't transition. Well,
sorry, we don't speak 90s around here. Crazy. We only speak 80s.
That's one that does not exist, is a USB-C coaxial.
He photoshopped that shit.
Does coaxial to anything?
No.
I think those are definitely the ones you got to get the box.
Yeah, you definitely have to have the box.
Yeah.
You know why?
Because it's to play Duck Hunt.
Stereos. Yes, so because my fucking stupid TVs won't play my Duck Hunt. I'm pissed.
Fucking stereo that is just RCA when they could just get a Bluetooth receiver.
There's a little fucking, there's a TikTok channel that I've been watching occasionally.
Of course there is.
But it's like a tiny fucking chihuahua. Oh, I sent it to you. It was like, this is Pearl's dad.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's like a tiny little
dude, that fucking male little chihuahua. Bark, but he's so old.
He's not even old, bro.
Oh, really? I thought he was like really old.
He just can't breathe or bark very well, but he's like super aggressive. He's very fucking feisty.
You just
dude.
Point at His him and tries Brody. To eat you.
Yeah, he's like, his name's Brody. I was like, this is Pearl's dad. But dude, the videos are fucking hilarious. He's such a fucking asshole dog, though. I don't know why people buy chihuahuas, honestly.
Yeah, because they're
chihuahuas
all,
are dicks, dude.
They are fucking assholes.
Yeah, little people.
All syndrome. The time, dude.
My dad had one for a while, and I just little looked at it and said Taco Bell, and it tried to eat me.
Yeah.
I think that says something in
Yo, the Taco Bell.
They're just, I think they just have to, like, overcompensate.
Why are you eyeballing me, Pearl?
Oh, she's really nice right now.
She is, like,
Until
a
she
really...
snaps at your toes.
She is really fucking ripped, though.
Oh, she didn't care about you.
Her fucking leg muscles, bro.
Right? Yeah.
There's like 8 different striations in that.
Those aren't muscles. Those are ribs.
There's a whole lot of muscles going on in that chest.
She is fucking muscular, bro. She's solid muscle.
Oh, yeah.
When you pick her up, she's like 25 pounds.
She's on the defense, man.
No, she's offensive.
Every second of the day, she's like, who the fuck's coming at me now?
She's offensive, bro.
Pearl's the boss.
Yeah, she's a fucking asshole.
Well, she quickly turns. She can play both sides, but she's always on the defense.
Yeah, she's like.
Even when she's just chilling on the couch, nobody's home, she's on the defense.
I would disagree.
At least she took that giant fucking shock collar off her that was bigger than her.
She's looking at the front door just waiting.
Did you see that thing on her?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's like your fucking phone on her neck.
Her constant state of mind is like Debo off of Friday where he's like, I'm just waiting for shit to pop off in this motherfucker.
That was my mom's change.
As soon as it does, she goes from zero to fucking insane.
Then Amelia comes out and like, you got knocked the fuck out.
Dude, she like, when I wake up in the morning...
She's real sweet.
I'll usually
right now.
Like feed the dogs first, and then I'll go wake Amelia up, and she has to fucking like police me on like, what the fuck are you going in the Amelia's room for, motherfucker? Like she like is like looking at me in the living room. And I'm
check
like,
yourself.
But it like stresses me out because if I go to Amelia's room and she follows me, then one of the other dogs are gonna go fucking eat her food in like 10 seconds.
Oh yeah.
So I have to like, I'm like, eat your food, bitch. I'm just it's waking your food, her up. Tina. Like,
I got lucky with
it's
Loki.
Your food.
Jesus, what the fuck was that?
That's what happened. That
did you just slide your foot on a basketball court?
Josh pinched her.
Josh pisses everybody off.
Sure, bro.
Loki, like, if I have to wake up Riley, I was like, Loki, go wake up the boy. And he just, like, jumps on his fucking bed and starts pouncing on him.
That's what I need.
That's an animal right there.
That's what I need.
But Loki's the same way. Like, if Daphne doesn't finish, Loki's just sitting there waiting.
Oh, yeah, dude.
So she's gone. He's like, whoop, right on it.
She's fucking blind, too. Like, what a right dick. I don't even stealing fucking food from a blind dog.
I don't even think he fucking tastes his food. Like, you put that bowl down, and, like, in seconds, it's gone. And then he's begging for more. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? We got to fit in that slow
cooker. Oh. And it doesn't work.
Well, no, he's figured it out.
Yeah, like, it doesn't work.
For a while, for like 2 weeks, it was like he was the last to finish. Now he definitely is able to finish.
He's got a strategy.
Yep.
When I watch your dogs, dude.
But he still hasn't puked.
I go over and I feed them.
That's why we got it. That's a plus. Because he puked all the fucking time.
I feed Izzy first and then I feed Finn. And Izzy has done 10 minutes after fucking Finn. I'm like, what are you doing, bitch?
Like, eat your food. It's because she spends 9 minutes looking around going, don't touch my food. Does anybody come in near my food? It's Finn my food.
Dude.
Get the fuck away.
Okay, well, I'll take another bite. Curly hair click rolling around here. Fuck, you got six fucking curly hair. She's
saying it inhales it.
Golden doodles fucking, or Finn is the most labradoodles, like, whatever the fuck they are.
Man, I tell you what, I thought Titan was dumb. I mean, Finn's not dumb.
He's not dumb. He's just happy as fuck. But
fuck, he's simple.
He's happy, bro.
Simple. That's a good word.
I've never seen a dog skip like Finn, though, dude. He does his little he, like, trots and skips and shit. And then
no,
like,
I hate
he'll, like,
the
turn around and look at you and be like,
simple.
What's up, guys?
I want to be that simple. I wish I could look at life and everything in that aspect.
That's why I want him to come hiking with us.
He's like, great, bro. He's kindred.
He really is.
He's a great hiking dog, man.
He really is.
I know. I totally see him as like the dude.
He's the dude?
Me and Finn are kindred spirits, bro.
He's like the dude of the dog dudes. He just prances up the trail and you're just like,
I want to go home and watch that
follow
movie.
Him.
He is
dude.
Kind Big of Lebowski. A bitch, though. A little bit.
Hey, shut your fucking mouth. Hey.
Whoa. Well, he just has stinky breath.
Well, no, I mean,
that's the worst part about Finn.
Well, if you get up in his face,
he gets all in your fucking face.
He's as cool as he is, he's equally kind of annoying.
So,
I never get tired of him saying hi, bro.
Whatever, you see him like once a week. Live with him.
I see him all the time. I fucking open the gate. I'm like, come on, Finn, what's up? He just. Like,
yeah, I'll pet you. And he's like, oh, I take that as a leap to your face.
Yeah, there's no consent. Yeah. There's like, no consent boom. With Finn. He's like,
Bruce knows.
I'm about to make out with you, bitch.
No, it was slobber. And now you stink. You got a shower. And
you're like, hi, Finn. He's like, oh, shit, you want to make out?
Yeah, exactly. That's what he does, dude. There's no like, just, oh, like even Izzy, she'll just like, oh, you want to pet me? Yeah, cool.
He's like, oh, don't touch right there.
No, Finn's like, you want to pet me? Cool, I'll fuck you.
Yeah.
I think he's a little bit gay. Not just for like male humans, but
I loved that when we took him on that hiking trip and we hiked that second day forever. It was like a fucking 13 miles or whatever. And we came back and you fed him his dog food, but you could tell, I mean, he was definitely like,
He put in a lot of work.
Was that Crags?
Yeah, okay.
He put in a lot of work. That's and right. So we gave him the rest. We had like chicken. I think we had chicken teriyaki that night, the dehydrated meals, but they were like the two good. And a half
he
serving
was
going to
sleep in my tent that night, so it didn't matter what we
fed him. The real serving one.
And we just fucking gave him the rest of it, dude. And he had his whole head like wedged in that like aluminum
He's
bag,
like
dude.
Walking around the camp around the fire with this bag on his head. Just he
couldn't get enough, dude.
I don't blame him.
He was fucking.
Dude.
That was after we fed him, yeah. And I mean, you know when they're out the trails hiking around. He's eating shit, dude. That's why he got sick. I'm sure it wasn't because of that shit. It was because of, well, maybe. That's just
dude, with preservatives. Side note, Costco's got the fucking Mountain
House?
Mountain House.
How much are those now?
10 for 50.
That's, what?
Yeah.
I used to buy those
Stellar deal, dude.
I used to buy them 24 for like 45.
No, they're like 12, $10 a piece. $10 a piece. Exactly.
They used to be way 10. Expensive.
They've gone up.
Bro,
14,
this was,
13,
this,
14
this is literally like,
which Costco? This one?
Yeah, right here. Wait, I walked by and looked and was like, box, babe, though? Like I got a hiking trip coming up to the
because you
got to
look out for those mix packs because
no, so
it, some of those are like, oh,
it's a three pack.
One of the pieces is like, oh, an ice cream
no,
bar.
It's,
or,
no,
it's
no, no.
All beef stroganoff.
So this is
I love
stroganoff.
Stroganoff.
It's stroganoff.
So good.
biscuits and gravy and
biscuits and gravy are bomb.
Like a classic chicken dinner or some shit like that.
How do they get that shit to be flaky in there? I don't get it.
I don't know, dude. But if you leave it sit too long, it gets like it's a fucking you gotta eat paste, it bro.
At the time.
It is a paste.
If you do,
it's whip and go.
You bite the inside of that dumpling, and it's like
don't let that shit oversaturate.
Oh,
but no, but I was shit out in the middle of nowhere. I couldn't believe how much it was. I was like, holy shit, that's like the whole trip. I'm about to
check that out. I'm about to check that out.
It's like in a case, and like I said, it's three flavors.
You bought that?
I gotta go.
It's just dinners.
It's like just $50 meals? No, it's breakfast, dinner, and like lunch. Basically, is what they're going for.
I
don't
like the breakfast, man.
But I gotta biscuits and gravy sounds bomb.
That's the only one. Anything with egg.
No. This is just biscuits and gravy.
Or the yogurts. You've had the yogurt ones before.
Yeah, I think it'd be bomb.
No, not the yogurts. I had,
what the fuck you're talking about.
It's oats and...
Oh, bro, we got...
Oh, is this like the dry food?
We got high blueberries. We're hiking the grand.
Blueberries and milk. That shit's bomb. With like oats and blueberries and milk.
It's that dehydrated food.
So good.
Yeah, that's talk what I'm about saying. That shit.
Yeah. It's delicious. It's
fucking oats and blueberry.
I never had it. And then when you're hiking, like you just put in like 8 miles, you're like... You eat it, you're like, holy fuck, it's
just... Dude, that's the stroganoff, dude.
My life, dude.
I mean, like, chicken teriyaki and dude. Sweet and sour pork.
I had all sorts of
them. I do like the sweet and sour pork.
There's so many different flavors. And they're so good. And the breakfast ones, holy fuck.
Instead of a 24-ounce, you got one extra
that's
ounce.
That's like half the reason I got one extra ounce
of this fucking 20-pound.
So I was just eyeballing your can, and I saw that. I was like, that's...
But after eating that for, like, 4 or 5 days, you're, like, done with it for
all you want is a cheeseburger.
That's because one of them has, like, 1,000... So daily percentage
that's
of soda.
Actually what Dan said. So after he told me about his little
cheeseburger,
his little blueberries
that's
and
cool.
old shit.
It's called water retention.
We were talking about
that's why you get home and you're just like, I just
drink
want
Gatorade
and
out.
Lettuce.
Yeah.
Can I just
and you
lettuce?
Said that like you went hiking, you ate your fucking dried food shit, and all you wanted was a cheeseburger and you had an In-N-Out from somewhere.
No, it wasn't In-N-Out. Every time that we go hiking though, the last day,
I do like
that's
In-N-Out.
Always what I crave is a cheeseburger. I'm like,
think
I
it's fucking
eat,
basic.
I need a fucking double.
Basically.
And that's after and he's had three.
The price
during
is okay.
The trip.
Have you had a triple or a 3x3?
That was
animal
the car trip, bro.
With the animal style fry.
Dude, like, is that
no,
a good place?
It's solid.
Pull over.
And it's like $12.
We just so, passed one. I know, but I'm done.
Price is great.
Price is great.
45 minutes for just a basic burger.
No, pull the fuck over.
I was trying to bulk
that
on
that. That was the best
trip.
Fucking corn dog I've ever had in my life.
I was trying to bulk on that trip, dude.
Yeah.
But when I got the burger, it was so good.
Tana's all about it,
Chase,
though.
Did you hear about Dan's running? He was up to like 10.5 miles.
Last time
day?
I talked to him, he's a runner.
Yeah,
gay.
My knee got a little...
Yo, what up, Tana?
A little fucked up.
She's all about In-N-Out.
Everybody quiet.
Get on that mic.
Why are you into shit from like 1805?
Yeah, that's weird.
Because what was that other show you and Lex
like
talking
bear
about?
Cartoon? Like,
it's there's
like
Bridgerton, and there's another show you watched.
Tell you why, Donnie.
Barrington Bears.
It was an old school Bears. Shit like that, too.
Barrington, bro.
It's the Berenstein Bears.
It's the Berenstino Bears.
I'm not sure who.
You don't know. You just don't
Jewish.
Know.
Jewish.
There's a character. There's one character you like in that?
Probably specifically.
Berenstein, you motherfucker.
He doesn't Weiss know. He said he doesn't know,
Josh
but there's something.
To continue?
Never seen it.
Yeah,
I did watch
it. He's the only one out of the group that would watch it.
What was that other show that Lex and Tana were talking about?
I'm admitting it.
Fucking pussy.
I watched season one with my wife. I watched season two with my wife.
She needs a mic.
We watched the episode one of season three,
she,
and
like,
I said,
clams
babe,
up when there's a mic in front of her.
You're going to have to finish this.
That show sucks, dude. Ass.
What?
It sucks ass.
I said, I can't.
I'm with you.
I try to watch it.
I said,
because everybody was like, there's so much tits in here, and I was like,
TNA,
it's not
baby.
Worth it. It's
wait,
not worth it, dude.
What's that fucking show you guys didn't it. Like? Something about reindeer or some shit.
Baby
Lex watched that. She goes, I don't know why they hated this. I'm like, because it's fucking stupid. I'm sitting
you
like,
watched a movie called Baby Reindeer?
Stalker one?
So did Lex. It was horrible.
You,
stupid.
It's got Australian accents.
I watched like
that's what kills it for
an
me,
episode
bro.
And a half while she was watching. I'm like, I don't see how you do like this. This is garbage.
Sorry for my Australian
does it
listeners.
Even snow in Australia?
Dude, that's half our...
I really
good
don't
day,
think
mates.
It snows in Australia,
we
right?
We love ya.
They're pretty fucking close to, like...
Don't listen to this.
No, there's no snow in Australia.
We just wink lost all of our Australian listeners.
Sorry, Australia. Hey, look,
dude,
look.
I'm so sorry.
Chris Hemsworth, awesome.
These fucking blokes just don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Why would
is he from Australia?
Who's, yes. Who's that shit? Who's that chick that married the country singer?
Because you said
blonde, she's in Aquaman too. Nicole Kidman, awesome.
Oh, Amber is she Australian? Mm-hmm. That's Tom Cruise's wife, dude. Come on,
No. Isn't she married to the country singer Keith Urban?
I'd touch it.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's also Australian.
Oh, dude.
Is he Australian?
I'd hit it.
You can't hear it in the singing, but when he talks.
Oi, oi, oi.
God, you'd probably hit Skeletor, too.
Jeez. You haven't yet?
It's rough on the hips, bro.
It's gross.
Rough on the hips.
It's not gross.
There has never been one.
Yeah, Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman have been married since fucking.
But I think she's been.
No, I was wrong. I'm sorry. Keith Urban's not.
Agree to disagree.
Australian. He's New Zealand.
Well, no shit.
He's a Kiwi, boy.
Yeah. Sounds like Australian.
Don't you ever fuck that up because they do not like
it. I know. I apologize. It was bad. But I mean, Nicole Kidman's Australian. And he's been fucking her since 06. So. I mean, technically, he's Australian now.
Name the movie that was like this chick is hot.
Eyes Wide Shut. I think she's hot in that.
Okay, a little bit.
Let me see. I'm gonna see what Googly Moogly says. Is Nicole Kidman's hottest?
Hot.
Google will know.
See the titties.
The hottest Nicole.
You can see it in Eyes Wide Shut.
Whoa, that's fucked up. Did Google know my hottest moment? Probably right now.
It probably does. It was when you had a beard, for sure.
Wait till I hit Google's 50, bitches.
Google's pulling up a beard photo for sure.
It's 6 months. He'll be there.
Fuck you, dude. I love my beard.
10 a.m.
This is the best looking photo of Joshua Ayers when he looked the most like a man.
I hate when I need to watch, when I need to like, I just want Google something. And I want like a 15-minute explanation from a YouTube video, and I have to, or a 15-second explanation from a YouTube video, and I have to watch a 30-second ad on it, and I'm like, God damn it.
Oh, sorry. So just because this got me thinking of it.
Didn't pull up anything?
It wants to play a whole YouTube video. I don't want to watch a video on it. I'll keep looking, but saying YouTube made me think of it. We will be on YouTube. I have to go on there and physically create a YouTube channel for us.
Like at YouTube?
Yeah, because there's no Google Play anymore. So I have to.
You have to go to YouTube?
Yeah, I have to physically go to YouTube. I have to drive over there.
Damn.
Yeah, physically. It's fucking bullshit. But it'll be fucking on YouTube Apple. And eventually. It's
fucking Apple phone, iPhone bullshit.
This is fucking Google. This has nothing to do with Apple. This is fucking Google's bitch ass.
Point proven.
Apple bullshit.
Because first off, motherfucker, this was on a normal computer, a Windows computer, not Apple, anything. It's fucking Google's bullshit.
You are not proving anything to you guys.
See, I told you guys.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with Apple. Wasn't even on an Apple device when Google tells me I can't do this shit anymore.
Samsung sucks.
Hey, what are we doing this weekend,
boy? Woo! You.
It sucked.
They're saying to die for.
What was she saying? She mentioned a spot.
1995. But that's without watching. That's like three pages of fucking Google to finally find something to choose it. If I want to sit and watch the video, it might be something else. But look, even at her age now, 51, 52, Nicole Kidman's still hot.
With my boys. Or my boys.
Like, fuck it.
Hazard, don't vape.
Damn, dude.
Just wanted to say that.
She's going to kick your ass now, Chase. You fucking fucked up. She moved on from Josh to you. You're in trouble.
I mean, she's pretty fucking hot.
Yeah. Yeah. Was she in Backdraft also? No, that was. Oh my God, that's my taste. Who was the one that was fucking the dude on top of the fire truck in Backdraft? Yes. That wasn't Nicole Kidman.
Yes.
So no. You're saying to die for. That's what Google says three pages in because.
I mean, her face, yeah.
If I don't watch the video, then I can't get an actual. You know, it's bullshit. Man. Fucking YouTube.
I want to see ribs on a girl.
I don't know what you know means.
You know.
You know what I'm saying? Hey.
No, I don't, Josh.
Melted, bro. By the way.
What? Yeah, I'm just saying, like. Melted.
What?
Just a little bit. Because I just looked up there.
Oh, yes.
So emotional.
Is this the one you were telling me about?
Have you not looked through it?
No, he told me about it. I thought it was when he first talked to it. I thought it was like digital. I was like, what song?
You need
to
grab it and look through it, dude. It's legit, man. Get some good pics.
Pretty fucking hot.
It's back before Dan had any work done.
She's still pretty hot.
He was just a normal Idaho.
Work done.
You've had work done?
Yeah.
Just some Botox, some lips. Yeah. What you got?
He had his gyoza expanded.
So far, I got a BBL.
A BBL?
You got tits.
That's the one thing I need. I need the BBL.
got a BBL, dude.
I told my wife that I need one of those, and so far she hasn't.
Butt lift.
Yes. Yes, because I don't have a butt.
He got his gyat expanded.
Didn't
I think take. This is my best. This is my favorite picture of Dan
it
right
didn't
here.
Take dude.
That's too much take. For a little lady.
A white page.
Yes, that's my favorite picture.
What
of
What are you doing there, Chase?
Whatever you have tuned up.
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
my dad.
What's up?
He's doing nothing. Yeah, that's what he's doing.
That's impressive.
You guys want to get it?
Chase is lifting like 85 pounds right now.
That's 50.
Yeah, Josh.
50 cent?
Josh, you're just a little weak.
I got 50.
Why? I didn't even do anything to you. I'm just sitting over here minding my own business.
He just you showed up.
What
That's what you
shit.
Did. You showed up and she went off.
That one back in. This you gotta put that one back in and you gotta move.
You didn't
that
say a thing to her.
My neighborhood. Keep that in mind. Lady.
It is not your neighborhood, and I hope you know that.
This is
I do have to say, Amelia, look, he was here first.
Wait, what?
He was here first.
You know what? Josh can go and move.
Not that I don't want to have your back. I'm just saying he was here first.
Fine, I'm
Donnie,
taking Adley
if you
with
speak
me.
Again, I will behead you.
You've said that before. That's a petty threat.
I'm scared, though.
You should be. Donnie, you enjoying those pictures?
Yeah, it's so weird seeing Josh with the beard and then without.
I know.
There's some good ones in there with the beard, dude.
It's like... I think one of my favorites.
I think it's the one where I'm holding the crawdad.
And then Dan, so young.
Yeah, my dad.
I see what the work you're talking about.
I got my teeth fixed.
I know. That's the work he's talking about.
Yeah. And
a BBL.
I totally fucking forgot.
The BBL didn't take.
No joke. I forgot you had that gap until I saw some of these pictures. Like,
he also
decided
to grow a man's beard.
Donnie.
And
Josh decided to shave his. He got
right? That's what I just told him. I was like, seeing some of these pictures with that beard? It's like,
dude,
holy fuck.
Yeah, a little bald face.
This I one. Like my dimps. That one, I love
Wait,
that beard in that picture.
Let
God,
me see.
That was at his prime. That was a beautiful.
She's going to say something mean. I shouldn't have showed her.
Ick.
Yeah. she's going to say something mean.
She was looking at the fucking
That
broadhead.
Is a red flag.
I don't know. I like this one of you two.
Isn't that cute?
You need to peel the corner to
titties,
remove.
Everybody. Thank you.
It literally tells you peel at corner to remove.
Yeah, well,
that's awesome.
Isn't that
he didn't
good?
Say who to
yeah,
peel.
That's really cool.
I thought that was Dan's job. You can peel that shit.
Yeah, yeah. He needs to peel work. That. Fuck that shit.
It's not my fault.
You did your
Why
work
would
in the
I
creation.
Peel it?
Oh, I waited too long. I waited too long. It's probably not never coming off now.
If you do
sitting out here, like
it's gonna rip off the whole back cover of the.
No, if you're just gonna have to sit there and hope you have fingernails.
You got that brown cardboard.
And then you'd be like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna take a razor blade to it."
WD-40,
yeah, fuck
and then you're gonna fuck it up. Yeah.
I've got a heat gun you can use.
So I have a heat gun.
The one you gave me, I was using it to try to get some remnants from a fucking weed pod.
It's a beast.
And that fucker, I was like, "Oh, I thought it was glass." No, it was plastic.
Saint
no,
it melted you anywhere it.
Yeah, dude.
What? Sorry. I'm so infatuated with these sexy bitches.
You see what I'm seeing, though? Like, it goes back and forth with the beard, without the beard.
That's
the beard,
what I loved. I wanted to mix it up, man.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And
but
there's a lot of pictures where I had a
never
dark,
Dan. It's the gap without the gap, with the gap without the gap.
If you know, I mean,
a dark beard.
It's
and
like
it's
fucking. To think about
it's
it.
Dan
back,
that looks young as fuck versus
that
Dan.
Like messy like hair murder. Top thing he had going on for a little bit there.
It's pretty close. Yeah.
15.
I think it was probably a lot of
something.
Gel.
I mean, it's a long,
a lot of gel in it.
So that's, I mean, and that's nothing.
Yeah.
I really wanted to contact Dan and ask
him
for
accurate picture of them I've seen.
I didn't want it to be like a forewarning.
Which one?
What was coming?
The bottom. Most accurate picture of you guys.
That is.
What was that on?
That's my filters.
Oh, right. I was going to say an old fucking like Tandy 1000 computer. What the fuck?
That's when filters first came out.
It was on the Macintosh.
The Macintosh.
Filters first came out.
With the green or did you have the blue?
No, it was the original Macintosh.
Yeah, the white with the green.
Mr. Macintosh.
That's my favorite.
Where they traded.
Full.
Fuck with your cord.
You're both sexy. You're both
there you
sexy.
Go.
Donnie doesn't like
me. There you go. You got it. Yeah, it's pretty legit.
Look
man.
At this shit.
Look at that beard.
Right?
And then I look at you and I'm just like, I'm so disappointed,
look at,
dude.
Look at Dan's like gelled up, messed
yeah,
up.
Look at,
beautiful
look at the
dimples,
greatest beard
man.
You've ever seen.
Keep,
and I'm over here
dimples,
with like
man.
Some bald
and
ass looking stubble.
Not
like,
waking
so
up in the morning and having to spend fucking
I
want to
know how much gel did you have in your hair in that picture?
Which one?
Your hair is so fucking shiny.
No gel, bro.
Stuck together.
You were hiking for like 3 days.
Oh, it was Josh's hair gel.
That was grease.
No, I stopped wearing hair gel grease. Once I hit like 30.
Oh, I was thinking more like something about Mary type hair gel.
I like wash my hair every like, what? I don't know. I don't think I ever wash my beard, honestly. Maybe once every couple months.
What, with like shampoo or something? Yeah, or
I wash my hair maybe every...
You should never.
Not that I have
once a week.
Not that I have the glorious style beard, but I did get some like a whole beard kit with has its own kind of.
Put anything in your beard, from what I remember, conditioner.
Oh yeah,
it just makes it all wiry though. I don't like the natural oils in it.
Yep,
are like,
and that's why they get
Josh's
beard
progression. When I first met him, I don't wash at Dan's often. House next to mine. This is what it was like.
Yeah, it was like fucking foot long.
Yeah,
beard. Awesomeness
and fucking flip flops in the beard. That's what I remember from Josh when I first met him.
We get this.
You got dimples, though, bro. You got the dimples.
What the fuck, Joshua?
You get dimples,
Joshua.
Joshua.
You know what? Joshua. If I was concerned about you guys fucking me at night, I'd have a beard.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Oh, there's Dan's black beard.
Yeah, that's before I had all the gray.
That's very
boring. Now it's like, that was, okay. We used to go to this
right next to the very gray beard.
I drove by there today. Yeah.
When I lived on the bench.
I drove right by there today.
When I lived on the bench, Josh would, like, after work, he'd come over and we'd go to this little fucking Irish bar. Was it McSomething?
McSomething, for sure.
Wait, it was a fucking dive bar, dude. Like, the first time that we were there.
Not McCleary's.
McCleary's.
It was McCleary's? Okay.
Some chick like puked on the table next to us like the first time they were there.
Was it on the pool table? Or just the table?
No, she was just on the high top table and she just like, we were like talking. Work. We just got there and had our first beer and then all of a sudden out of nowhere she's like all over the table and we're like, oh, cool.
You know where Lex experienced that? Twin Peaks.
I got puked on.
Literally. And the guy sitting across from the guy, like they're at the table, is like me and Josh. Josh pukes on the table. I'm just... still eat my nachos. While he's puking on the table, Lex is like, what the fuck?
Do you guys remember when the Amsterdam Lounge was the Main Street Beach?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
One time I was there, and I was walking to the restroom down that narrow little-ass hallway.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt like all of a sudden this warm substance all over my back. And immediately, I was just like, oh, somebody spilled their drink on me. Like, shitty, but no big deal. I reached back, and I felt chunks. And then I look behind and I see this guy. He's just like, sorry, bro. And so I'm like, I run to the bathroom and I'm like, I rip my shirt off. I'm kind of rinsing myself off. I walk out of the bistro shirtless, walk to my car. I happen to have an extra shirt in the car, put that on. And then I went back because I was ready to kick that guy's ass. I was like, all of a sudden, so I'm like, bad. Wait a minute. That guy should have gotten off that easy.
Yeah, you can't. Well, you can't kick the puking guy's
sorry,
ass.
Bro. Sorry. Not now, but you will be.
No, he could have pointed that shit at the floor, man.
Or you did backwards, not have to or that side, or
you don't have a warning. Trust me,
projectile vomiting.
Man, I've been to the point where it's like, okay, there's nothing I'm going to be able to do to stop the puke that is about to happen. I've
you can
been
do
there,
this,
and I can position my face and my head in a direction where it's not going to harm.
You've never had a like unexpected puking moment where you're like,
no,
oh bullshit.
Nope.
No, I'm gonna trust you.
One second,
it's already at your
like
lips.
Spontaneous.
What? Like, yeah. Where it's just like, no, I'm good. And you're like, oh no. Oh, dude, that shit's happening.
I've had it to where I put my hand up and it kind of went through my fingers, but I never sprayed another person.
That's probably what
not
happened
another
there.
Person.
No,
wait,
God, no.
Wait. You're talking about spontaneous regurgitation.
How drunk were you? Where you're like, it was warm sensation.
But he also,
like, you feel it coming. Like, oh shit.
He was also,
but you turn away from.
He was also shit faced drunk. Probably
he could have puked on the wall. He could have puked. On the
I'm with Josh on this. You could have turned away.
You
like,
could have puked all over the ground.
Even if you're like,
shoes.
You put your hand up there and a little bit comes through, you're like, oh shit. You
turn. Just saying, beating his ass would have been not like pleasant for you. Well, you would not have got a gratification. It's
I'm
like
not
beating
the type
up
of
a
guy to
fucking
beat
retarded
ass. But I might be the type of guy to say, you know, hey, dickhead, next time you're going to fucking puke.
You should have puked on him. Right?
Just stick your finger down your throat. Like,
fucking asshole.
Eye for an eye, motherfucker. Eye right for
his,
an eye.
Right his face.
Right his face. You know,
maybe that was before. What was it before it was the bistro?
I don't remember it before the bistro, dude.
It was just the bistro. We're not 50.
Because it,
so you're not doubting that it was something.
Ted, no, I'm just saying if you know that it was
Ted Challenger.
You guys
there.
Remember the strip?
Yeah, I used to still cruise there. The strip all the it's time, still there. Bro.
No,
I only
no,
remember no. Twin Falls.
They don't even do it. No, they it's, don't even cruise.
Oh the no, strip the strip was
still
like,
there, bro.
Dude, the strip was insane.
They're still cruising. Bro, they're still
we were
cruising.
There like back a couple weekends ago.
They're still cruising. Yeah,
some guy in a diesel truck was trying to race us in the Tesla.
You're no, all, no, it wasn't about racing. It was just about driving around in circles, fucking trying.
That's
to
exactly you what they're doing.
You can't race a Tesla in a fucking diesel. Like Tesla will whoop your ass.
But it still like, happens.
Like the diesel will
down
pull,
there all the time.
Will pull a house
I thought,
behind
I thought
it,
for
but
one, the cops
the Tesla will whoop your ass.
Shit, it was like
well, they do. They shut it down at like midnight every night, and then now it's like I've been down there. There's nothing.
Yeah.
Used to be fucking Idaho and fucking Maine. Boom, 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 boom.
But yes. The people it, that were bro. There weren't like contributing to businesses. They were
no, they were just driving,
wreaking havoc,
and driving in circles, bro.
Wreaking fucking havoc,
dude. Jeffrey had that fucking PA.
Oh, if you had a convertible, like, you were the shit, dude. If you're able to sit on top of the back seats and like, what's up, everybody?
Oh, dude, yeah, dude, we picked up so many people and went party with them.
You had to have
totally,
the top.
Totally. Yeah, I loved it.
Where's that?
That was Donnie.
Eagle Rare.
Yeah, Donnie. What the fuck, Donnie?
He didn't want to give it back to me.
Donnie's Donnie in.
Donnie, you take a pull.
What are you Googling?
He's trying to see what Main Street Miso was before because the building has been used for 120 years.
He's always working, you see?
Was but it a bar before the bistro?
I was trying to see what probably, it was called before.
It was.
Why does it smell like garbage in here?
I know.
Maybe I'm thinking China Blue because that's been. Oh, it's not China
Blue. Does it smell like garbage?
No. You remember China Blue?
China Blue was the old school dueling piano place.
No, that was.
Is that my breath?
No. No, I mean, but that's where it was.
No,
same building.
Dueling piano is across the street.
Is Josh drinking liquid death?
Okay, it might have been. Yes, he is. He's drinking water.
You fucking way to try to be cool, what you
dork.
Dork.
He thought it was. He probably thought it
I
was.
I like how dog. I'm like 7 8 to this fucking liquid death before you guys it. Even noticed. Chug. If I had taken one more,
it's a 19.2. Nobody will notice.
You'd never have noticed. Let the record be known that I spent $75 on a glass of wine tonight. So,
hey,
that's your fault.
So you're almost buzzed.
So I
nah,
just
you're not. You're fucking
wanted to enjoy your fucking company.
So it was the Rocky Mountain Bell Telephone Jesus. Company until the mid-1970s.
Jesus, Daniel!
Well, I do not remember anything other
there's
than
course,
that.
There's cords,
yeah.
Daniel!
So
wow.
They're not saying anything in between
outside?
That
what
and...
What the fuck?
Do you guys and, remember before Beach China Blue, what that was?
No.
That was...
yes. Before China Blue, it was...
Eighth something.
Eighth Asian
eighth,
Green.
Eighth and Main.
Eighth and Main. Was that it? Eighth in Maine?
Yeah.
No.
Yes?
No.
Bullshit.
Yep.
No, I'm just talking shit, dude. I don't fucking know.
Then, I know you don't know.
Do you remember Dirty Little Rowdies underneath?
Dirty Little Rowdies was the shit.
I remember going there.
I rode the bull. I hit my head on the ceiling. But I rode the bull.
Because it was the shortest fucking ceiling ever.
You weren't there for Brandon's bachelor party, were you?
No, you guys didn't
I mean,
think
not
I was
bachelor
cool back
party.
Then.
Sorry. Not bachelor, 21st.
No.
Holy shit, that motherfucker.
Is that you just got
he got so drunk.
Like he turned me off.
Nope. You switched me, bro.
You know that microphone was working great when Chase was on.
Bullshit. Don't touch it anymore. Hey, welcome back, Josh. Kitty.
I miss you guys. It's been a while since I've seen you.
Yeah, I know. What the fuck? How you been?
Working.
Fucking loser.
That's what I do now. Fucking
insurance,
work.
You insurance whore.
I now know what it means to be an adult.
Oh, hey,
in America.
I tell you, I put in my first application for a new job in 18 years.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Please do not tell me it's at another restaurant.
No, I will never.
God, thank you. What is it?
Should
you be saying this right now?
You fuck.
Shoot.
If my boss listens to me, I have more problems than that.
Yeah, right.
Because
he's like, wait a minute.
He's heard some
that,
shit.
If that's what Chase's you're concerned voice. About, there's a lot of problems.
Out of everything else mentioned in the past, him finding a new job?
Distributing, Scout Distributing. Like the purveyors, they're called the weirdest purveyors of craft beer.
Well, That's a pretty appropriate position.
Yeah, and they're my favorite book, and it's like I could totally sell those beers. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
And I got to run people that run it. So I was like, yeah, man, fuck you. So
you know, it's funny how we get stuck in.
I'm just saying I apply.
Do they only have beer?
They just expanded to wine.
Okay.
So
trust me.
So it's beer and wine.
Probably like boutique wine.
There's always
good. Yeah, it's definitely it's
Donnie knows this. Donnie's
different level, like nerdy shit. Like not like Highland.
That is true. That is true.
Eclectic. He
should be wise
and like smaller thing.
No, but I mean there's give and take with everything, right?
Like easier to sell, in my opinion.
You know, it's like Rochelle. Yeah, but it's all based out of
fucking San Diego, dude. I'm just like school with can buy into this Monday through Friday.
And they basically got the same degree. This girl chose the
salary or commission though.
Got I think it's salary business bonus.
Side, okay. You know.
But we're gonna find She's that out because like you know I only applied and I'm gonna go fucking have a conversation
with the same base.
Haven't done that in a long time.
My wife has. In fact, my wife has.
I can't wait to be interviewed because I've only done like 8,000 interviews since last time I was interviewed.
And she's like
it's a little bit different though. When
like even right now, yeah, I can see that. I think it'd be a good job. In
I have no problem. Like let's talk. You want to have a conversation?
Yeah,
I know these guys. I'm like,
yeah,
I already know you're cool. Like let's talk.
The
you know what I mean. Like, yeah, you're getting, sorry.
You're getting the money, but you're not getting the
Sorry, we got distracted.
Satisfaction. Are you listening, people? Who are you listening to?
Yeah, Yeti's over here drooling on my feet because he's all fucking amped over this guy, and now I fucking wet.
I just got a Yeti nose.
I'm happy for you, man.
Best interview process, though.
I'm just throwing out a shot.
I think you deserve way more than what you.
Yeah.
Well, I will make way less than I make. But
I can pay you $17.50 an hour to come move furniture.
For the moment. I don't care. Yeah, I'll take over whatever I do. So
really?
The best interview process, though, dude, is.
What's the promotion growth?
It's sales manager, like, and honestly,
No, for Donnie.
It's selling dank ass.
It's not much.
Can I do that for a week?
And micro beers that I love.
I'm a manager.
I don't.
Oh, my God.
Like, $19.50.
How dare you try to sell the things that you absolutely love.
But the best interview process is, like, when you sit down. Typically, like, when I interview people, like, the first question off the bat is, like, tell me a little bit about yourself. I think that's, like, every fucking interview.
Yes.
And then.
Not in my work.
When it flows from there.
Do they flow? Do they create their own conversation? That's the difference in a person because.
If it's a yes or no answer.
There's like I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know how to describe myself.
You know.
Okay. So here's the next question.
Most people answer half
my questions. By one question can answer half my questions if that's the person you want.
Rochelle was telling me that she had an interview not too long ago where she's like, I can't even ask those types of questions anymore.
Why?
Because she's like, tell me a little bit about yourself. And these, you know, interviewees are just like, well, I'm a housewife and I watch my kids.
That's all I do.
Shit.
That's
You're it. Like, well.
And Rochelle's sitting there
we
like.
We have to hire them now.
You know, Rochelle's like, okay. You know,
diversity.
Yeah. Can you give me any more on that? No.
Like, you don't seem very motivated about your,
watch my kids.
Like,
and so
how are
like,
you
okay,
as a person?
Well, you know,
I feel you'll be more motivated.
Tell me some situations that you've been in where you've dealt with, you know, like children or anything like that. And they're just like, none.
But that's what I'm saying. In my interview, my goal is to never ask those canned questions. I want to start off the conversation with saying, tell me a little bit about yourself. And I want them to run with it.
Like her first question is that.
Create
but they
a
just,
whole.
And then you create off of what they do.
See, that's all.
My first question. Nothing,
people want to work with people that they like. They want to work with like, it's like, hey, dude, you want to come work with us? Like, we want to make sure that we're homies and like we can all hang out. And
That's what I go for at work too. Is somebody that fits with all the guys that 100%. We work with.
And I'll tell you this much too. When you're interviewing and you already have a job, you're far ahead of like in that interview process to where you're like when you're desperate and you like
because you're more relaxed and like whatever.
Yeah, because you're just like whatever, dude. Like I'm here for this and like if this works out, fucking fantastic.
If I go into this interview, I'm like
I'm not like
if I like it, cool. If not, guess what?
You can be more.
I make
you,
a shitload.
You can be more selective though.
Exactly.
And I think
so
that's important.
We don't start off with the tell me about yourself.
Well, not many
we
people start off 17 with, years experience.
Why do you want to move furniture? And we let them go
that's
to that.
A good fucking
Nobody
question,
wants
though.
To move furniture unless because
I would be like, I don't.
And a joint.
Yeah. Well, we had so like,
what can if you I smoke said weed that? At your job? Because
what if somebody said
and
that
drink
in
beer?
Interview,
because if we can,
I would probably start laughing.
Weed,
I was like, what? Yeah. I was like, all right, no, but really,
you're like, you fucking hired, bro.
You are in.
We start there, and then we go to Another question, like in the middle, is
so wait, pause before you go further.
Yeah,
that question.
Why do you want to move furniture?
Right. So somebody sits down.
Oh shit, Josh, break it.
You know, you're like, hey, we're so and so. We're gonna start the interview process. Why do you want to move furniture? What do you think, personally, would be like the ideal answer to that?
Oh yeah, this is good.
So personally. Literally would like, be Dan's do I hear? Don't. Yeah. I'm not kidding. That personally is the ideal answer.
It's like awareness.
Who the fuck wants to move furniture?
Nobody.
But the answer we get is, you know, it's like a workout. Like, the guy furniture. We had today, we interviewed today, he's like, well, I've moved a lot, so I already do it. I might as well get paid for it. I'm like, all right.
Do you know what that means?
Good one.
That means,
damn, well, your friends suck.
I look at this job as a way to where I could get injured very easily and then
sounds like back not spasms. Work
and get paid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, so have you worked in insurance before?
But we're not interviewing anybody our age. Yeah. The people who apply and we interview are not our age. They're 19 to 22.
No, that Josh's doesn't matter, age. Dude. Yeah. That doesn't fucking matter.
One time.
I got a claim the other day.
The best question we ask, though, has nothing to do with that.
Children cannot work.
The best question we ask is how many marbles can fit into a suitcase?
How many what?
Marbles.
Oh.
Ant-Man?
And you,
2 million.
The look on people's faces is like,
you know what my answer
is. And then I try to do math. I just say all of them.
69.
Every marble.
69.420.
I would definitely do two questions and I'm hired, bro.
Every single person.
That is the type of question that should be responded 69. With. Like, that's when I would be like, well, 420. How many marbles need to fit?
0.5.
I'm
in.
So like, everybody who applies and they get and that like question,
thousand,
they're like,
I'd be like, 1,000.
You could see it in their face, in their head. They're trying to do math to figure it out. And I'm like, dude,
guessing how many jelly beans are in a jar.
Finally, after like
8 million,
yeah.
Until I
we do get like, well, are we like talking a carry on? Are we talking normal? Sometimes we get questions like that, and I'm like,
because he got chat.
The right answer is one of two answers. All of them, just say all the marbles.
Okay.
Or why the fuck are you packing marbles in a suitcase?
Because it's a marble. Or you could be like, it's one marble because it's the most important marble, and it's all encased in.
Better question is, who has that many fucking marbles they need a suitcase for them?
See, me personally, I think of marbles as like your common sense, your knowledge. You know what I mean? Like,
only because you were to lose your marbles. Only because the movie Hook, bro. Yeah,
his marbles. Yeah, and he found them. He found them later. He found those marbles later.
Long before that's that movie, bro.
Bullshit.
Hey.
That's why you know that.
We should all just be impressed that Dan had a movie reference.
It's a good movie.
Ooh-wee!